Good day, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is JW, and I've done some shows before on Hacker Public Radio, and I'm doing Audacity at the Internet Cafe today, so you'll see there's a little bit of background noise, and I'm sorry if it's a little bit too loud. So I'm adjusting the Audacity. It looks a lot better right now on the Audacity. It's been a while since I did a show on the Hacker Public Radio and or even a podcast on my normal place. Been incredibly busy at work. I've been working in Prague, in the Czech Republic. I've been traveling pretty extensively. I'm still listening to the New Year's Eve show, and man, I have to say that I was really impressed with that New Year's Eve show. And that tells you how far behind I am on my podcast. But like Popey, I use an SD card, and it's a big 16 gigabyte one, and I'll transfer all my stuff and on the G-Potter and put it there. I was really impressed with the Crunch Bang, and I'm going to try my best to call Popey. And I have a 701 also, an Asus 701 G4, and I really want to do a podcast about putting Crunch Bang on the 704 and different things. Now, I tried to do Debian with OpenBox. I did my own config and wrote my own config file and everything, and I got it really lean and everything, but it in the end I could work it, but it wasn't very wife friendly, and so I think Crunchbang is a little more wife friendly maybe. Of course I use the 701 mostly to do internet type things, just a browser. So Google Docs, all I need is a browser, a network node manager, and maybe a something for music streaming or something. The important with that is that it's so small that it's absolutely totally portable. The main topic that I wanted to talk to y'all about today, though, was, as y'all know, I'm a USB freak, and I use USB sticks and USB cards an awful lot, either to boot Linux or to run free or open source software. And the place that I primarily do that is a place called portableapps.com. That's portable, and then the word apps and .com. And what's happened at portableapps.com now is they have a new suite. I have a version 10, and it's absolutely incredible. It's got to be by far the best upgrade that I've ever had on any of this, right? And so what it does is it has a Dropbox plugin now. It has everything that you could possibly imagine. But what it does now that it didn't do in the previous version, in version 10, it updates everything. So you plug in your SD card. It comes up and it says, would you like to update now, right? And it'll go through everything and update, right? And what this means is that, I work a lot of places, and so I use the SD card, and on my work laptop I have a portable app suite, and on my home PC for my wife I also have a portable app suite, and so it completely keeps all that updated. So completely, all of the external things. And before, I used to have multiple, like all the browsers and everything on, everything on there. But now it's really fast. It's actually much, much faster. And the, when I say it has your favorite things, granted it doesn't work on Linux unless you use Wine, but it has everything imaginable, right? So, you have your USB, like I have my iRiver. And if I plug in my iRiver, my portable apps there are there with my complete mail stack, completely secure with all my passwords. So if I'm at an internet cafe, I don't have to put my passwords in on their hard drive or anything like that at all. And so it really has everything. I couldn't think of really anything that doesn't have LibreOffice. It has LibreOffice, it has OpenOffice, it has generic, AviWord. I got Audacity, the Audacity that I'm using right now there. It organizes, it has a Skype built in, so that everything is built in just fine. And you can organize everything, as everything is drag and drop, so you build it exactly the way you want it. like I said, the updater is fantastic. The themes and colors, you can completely change it. And the portable fonts. The portableapps.com supports the ability to carry fonts on your portable device and use them with your portable software without needing to install them on the local machine. So now you're working with an important presentation or work on a poster for a charity drive that you can create as you like with the look and feel you like, and not have to use the formats on your machine. So they have TFF, OpenType, OTF, and TrueType Collections, TTC. And it's one megabyte download. And if you have it before, you don't have to download all the other apps. It just goes through your apps and says, oh, these are the old ones, and it'll update them freely and freely for you. And that's pretty much it. Now, not everything is free Libra there, right? Some of it's just free, right? Some of the stuff is just free. For instance, they have PuTTY there, and I use PuTTY off a lot, and WinCP, I use in my work a lot, and so it's quite a nice thing. Now, interestingly enough, it works with Cloud Drive and Dropbox, right? So you can actually install this on Dropbox, have it come up as an application over the internet from Dropbox, and it's really, really nice. And they also now have a built-in app store. I haven't really done the built-in app store, but I'm gonna look for the built-in app store when we get done. I'm looking at it. You can go through and, you know, put all your apps and everything, you know. And with the price of 4 gigabyte and 8 gigabyte SD cards now, you know, store close, it's really, really important to, you know, just go ahead and get that, put that free software on. You know, now really, really, if you really have somebody that you know, isn't going to do Ubuntu for whatever reason, I think really the biggest reason now not to do Ubuntu is that it doesn't do Netflix, right? And if you want any kind of streaming thing for $7 a month, you know, I live in Germany, so $7 a month plus the proxy, it's got to be the cheapest thing going in Europe if you need English-speaking TV. So you need a Windows box for that, or a Google Chrome box for that, or an Apple box for that. And it doesn't work with Linux as of yet. I think there's a hacker page, but it's quite difficult to get Silverlight to work with Ubuntu right now. And so if you have a really clean, to say a Windows starter or whatever on that book, and you have your complete office suite right there, complete everything, you don't have to install anything, you know, but the very basics, Microsoft installs, and boom, you're off, done, you know, done, nothing extra. And if you wanted to be there always, just copy it to the hard drive, and you don't need any other stuff. All right, well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and end this one. If y'all need to get in touch with me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. All right, and this is JW, and y'all have a fantastic day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.